You are welcome to Teens Hangout.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's the show.
Teens Hangout.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And it's happening live from the studios of Dudu Spray FM. That is www.dudespray.com. You can also catch us on our official YouTube channel. That is Dudu Spray Official. You click there, you're going to see hot, hot things happening right here on Dudu Spray FM. You know, at Dudu Spray FM, we're doing just one thing, and that is to rebrand the African entertainment. And we rebrand the entertainment by rebranding and reshaping our own thought pattern as a people. On your motoba solid notice for ya. For more in on your joke at the eminal and teenager. As one team lead, you know one in Lele ni. Team lead, oh yes, that book by way, you know.
Cholo alope.
Okay, Oshé Tolu lope, talo alegbe, anti Tolu ni beye.
Hi, I'm Bukola.
Buki, lapa o tu mi, lapa o tu mi moni.
Momo Kenny.
Momo Kenny, Oshé o dara po mo wa. Who's the next person?
Omidon Kemi.
Long ye.
Abi Sola.
And then?
Odomade Kunrin, Olamide.
So the teenagers are here today on the show.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still
Teens Hangout.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Okay, so what are we discussing today, team lead? What are we discussing today?
Today we'll be discussing the right to food.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so the right to food. However, before we go, somebody's got something. Hot. Iroyin Gbefe. Oniroyin Gbefe. Oya so iroyin fun gbogbo agbaye.
Eka se iya baba egbon ati aburo mi. Oruko mi ni Omidon Kemi. Iroyin Gbefe ni mo mu wa fun yin loni lati ile ise Dudu Spray FM lori eto awon sorojo ti a mo si Teens Hangout. Akori oro iroyin Gbefe na ni bi owo ibi asiko yi ti je ki awon eyan ru ni orile ide wa iroyin o re lekun rere eyo ti o to 12 ototo lo tun ti ru kegun ni orile ide wa Nigeria latari bi owo ibi asiko yi se to won kadara adari awon elebi ni orile ide wa Nigeria ti oruko re si je Omidon Kemi ti ra owo ebe si ijoba latari bi ibi asiko yi se nbura muramu si lojojumo idi ti ebi ise po si ni pe bi awon ko se won ni asiko ti a wa yi ko si nkan ti a le sare ra lai ronu si bi emeji amoro mi ni pe ki a mo bi a se mama je nkan ti a nilo ki a ma fi owo ra nkan miro ki a le ri owo ra nkan ti o le yo wa ki a ma wa laarin awon ti o nru ni asiko yi iroyin mi na ko ni ju bayi lo leko si oriko mi ni Omidon Kemi titi ose to nbo ti a o tun pade lori eto tiwa o digba.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still
Teens Hangout.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Oda, Oshé Omidon Kemi, ani aye oni pa ohun mo elenu sebi aye o le pa ohun mo agogo lenu. What I'm saying is you thanks so much for that hot iroyin Gbefe. Nitori awon ti o gbo ede titi wa ti wa nkan ti Omidon Kemi so what she said in a nutshell was that there are people now who as lean as a, what you call it, one ruko egungun ni o pe, that means people were suffering from malnutrition, and she got the news that 12 new people, they've joined the league, and she happened to be the only leader. I want to see one rook. Come on, you're not believing in Jesus' name. Ah, Jamaica. Hey, Joe. Only own shake or carry. She's the one checking out people who are now suffering from malnutrition in Nigeria. So she got 12 more people over the week who's joined those who are now suffering from malnutrition in Nigeria. That's just so terrible. And she's advised us not to manage the little we have so that you would not you will not be among those people suffering from malnutrition. It's still your show.
Teens Hangout.
Oh, yeah, it's Teens Hangout. And with me, we got another person who's got a write-up, the write-up segment.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still.
Teens Hangout.
This is Do the Spray FM. On African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Abisola. This is the write-up segment of Teens Hangout. Around the world, child rights are important to everyone, every child, regardless of age, race, gender, wealth, or ethnicity. It's time not just to live but to thrive. Yet, millions of children's basic rights are denied, and their childhood are stolen from them by abuse, exploitation, or slavery. Today, we shall be talking about our right to food. What is food? Food is any nutritious substance that people or animals eat or drink that plants absorb in order to maintain life and growth. Different kinds of food. 1. Vegetables. 2. Fruits. 3. Legume, nuts and seed. 4. Meat and poultry. 5. Fish and seafood. 6. Dairy food. 7. Eggs. Sources of food. Plants and animals are the main sources of food for all the main sources of protein, including fish, milk, meat, poultry, and cheese. Whereas plants provide us with fruit and vegetables, which are an important sources of fiber, protein, and carbohydrates, important of food. Food is important for providing nutrients, energy for activities, growth, and all functions of the body, such as breathing, digesting food, and keeping warm materials for the growth and repair of the body, and for preparing the immune system healthy. There are major food. They are 1. Carbohydrates, 2. Protein, 3. Vitamins, 4. Mineral salts, 5. Fat and oil, and 6. Is water. Bottom line, I advise children to satisfy with what their parents give them. They should not let their parents steal because they want to take good care of them. The little their parents give them should satisfy them because some children lack food and die through poverty. Many violations children face are because of bad practice. Exploitation gaps in both developed and developing communities. But poverty, exploitation, and slavery are not inevitable. However, with enlightened support from government, civil society, and religious groups, children can flourish and reach their highest potential. That is the write-up segment of Teens Hangout. Stay tuned for the next segment. Bye.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still.
Teens Hangout.
This is Do the Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still.
Teens Hangout.
This is Do the Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Oh, yes! Stay tuned for the next segment. Asha's let us know what's up about her. Food. Can you see? Sometimes you just, mom just give you food, put the food on your table, and you eat it. Can you imagine those things that go on? You know what I'm going to say? Something? Food. If it's food, then we can all try to cultivate. You know, we can all go to the farm. We can have mini farms in our various homes. Whether you live in the city, the suburb, or the village, it's Kotimo Sonipe, Ekibugua, Padalosoku, or Jelele Yi. Toro ebi ba wonu na lo mo awon ko lo ma kuru boy di awon ti le ja wa won wa ninu le
You are listening to
Teens Hang Out.
It's still
Teens Hang Out.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
What's up now? So it's the opinion segment. So team lead, what's your opinion?
Okay, my opinion is on food is that food should be treated as a right. It states in the Nigeria's constitution, the state shall direct its policy towards ensuring that suitable and adequate shelter, suitable and adequate food, reasonable and national minimum living wage, old age and pensions, and unemployment, sick benefits, and welfare of the disabled are provided for all citizens. Yet in Africa, in such places as Nigeria, there is such a high level of food insecurity. Actually, food insecurity is a problem in Africa itself. In 2016, it was shown that 27.4% of the population in Africa was classified as severely food insecure in 2016, and it also rose between 2014 to 2016 by 3%. So food insecurity is a high issue. It's like food insecurity is actually growing in Africa, even though Africa is such a high exporter of food. For example, but Africa is like Africa, countries in Africa are also high. I think one of the issues is also that countries in Africa are also high importers. For example, Nigeria alone is a net agricultural importer of over $5 billion per year. So they import $5 billion worth of food a year. And I think some other reasons that food insecurity is such an issue is the fact that people simply can't afford to buy food. You know, poverty is such a high issue that people can have to choose between where they're going to live and if they can afford food on the table, or if they can afford medicine and other basic necessities. And also, conflict is also a very huge reason for food insecurity. For example, in Northeast Nigeria, like 4 billion people, where there are nearly 4 million people who are food insecure, like their militants are increasingly attacking highways and reducing like the transportation of food and humanitarian access.
You are listening to
Teens Hang Out.
It's still
Teens Hang Out.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Thanks so much, Toluwa, for that. You know, when you hear the team lead talk, she's just summed it up. You need bokolope igbate mawawo. Cherry Tolu so wipe awon iwadi to o se o fi won wipe awa alawo dudu a ma n gbe o je jade ate won pe ni exportation. However, ebi si n pa wa no. So then something is wrong. Odimomo Kenny ko so titi e. My opinion segment.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Momo Kenny from Dudu Spray FM on our show called Teens Hang Out. Food is very important to beings to the extent that no one can survive without food. Food is a substance consumed by beings or any substance that can be metabolized by an animal to give energy and build tissue. It is inevitable, you know. Scarcity of food is one of the major problems we are facing in our country, in the sense that most people don't engage themselves in agriculture and it's caused inadequate food in the country. This scarcity of food is mostly caused by we being, and we all know that without food we can never survive. Most people don't want to engage themselves in agriculture, and we all know that agriculture is our main source of feeding. Majority intend to be doctor, lawyer, and prefer working on the internet, which would stress them, but still, what they eat, they will eat. Why minority are even forced to engage in agriculture activities? Although majority intend to be doctor and so on, as a doctor or lawyer, you have to eat to have energy and build up your tissues. I'm referring to doctor now. A patient of yours is sick. This patient of yours is lacking food. Adequate food. And the main sickness of this patient of yours is inadequate consumption of food. What you have to recommend for your patient is to eat enough food, right? Yet, we have few people engaging in agriculture. I'm still referring to doctor. What if these few people aren't engaging themselves in agriculture? How is a patient to survive or be free from his or her sickness that he or she is passing through? Although I'm not saying people shouldn't study professional works, no. But at least some people should try engaging themselves in agriculture activities so as to enhance food production in the country. We also have the problem we are facing in this country concerning the scarcity of food. For instance, a girl told her parents she wants to study agriculture. This parent girl yelled at her and said to her that, "Can't you see the life you are living?" Her mother said to her, "I'm a doctor," and her father said to her that he's an engineer. Then her parents sat her down and convinced her that agriculture is a stressful work. This was what led to the conviction of the girl to change her intention towards studying agriculture. Now, to the lawyer and other profession, please, I want to ask a tangible question. Please, to be sincere, you have been working since morning when you woke up from your bed and you haven't taken anything. Will you concentrate on whatsoever you are doing? No. Also, another reason for scarcity of food in our country is that those who are farming are getting old. That is, they are old. When they die, what are we all to eat? Nothing. Constant death will take place. We have lost a lot of lives due to the scarcity of food. Due to the scarcity of food, people have turned into another thing. In the sense that more of notorious activities of hoodlums will be constant. Most people will engage in notorious activities so as to survive. So I'm begging everyone now to try engaging themselves in agriculture, allow their children to study agriculture, and we shall not witness scarcity of food. May Almighty God help us, strengthen us, profit our hard work, and bless us. Thank you.
You are listening to
Teens Hang Out.
It's still.
Teens Hang Out.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Amen. That was beautiful. You say she gave us a solution. We talked about the problem. She spoke about why we've got a problem. And now she gave the solution. Bookie, come on. You say something. You've been quiet for so long. Bookie.
Okay. The right to food is important to everybody. The right to food is quite literally seen as a human right, and it's protecting the right to people to feed themselves with dignity if sufficient food is available enough. Sadly, many countries in Africa don't really have the ability to exercise that right, especially children. At least 12.8 million children are malnourished in like regions such as Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Kenya, Uganda, and even in Northwest Africa and North Central Africa are facing high levels of food insecurity due to armed conflict and violence that disrupt the livelihoods. And the right to food is a very important right that is probably found in every country's constitution, which includes Nigeria. It's enshrined in the Nigeria's constitution by Article 16. The right to food should be able to be exercised by all people, no matter what. So I was thinking that a possible solution to these countries, food insecurities due to famine and such, could be that government, if they truly care about their people, to possibly sponsor farmers and actually pay them to farm more food when available in areas that have the right climate and everything, so that they'll be feeding more, like feeding more money into the people. There'll be a high food supply and people can actually have the money to be able to spend on the food that's grown.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout. This is Do the Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Aburomi Oshiekupo, God bless you for that. You know, she said something now that if the government truly care for the people, then the government should employ farmers. You know, when you've got problem with problem of security, you employ police. Now there is problem of food insecurity in Africa. African leaders, the teenagers are telling you what should do. You should do. In fact, I should have thought that you would have remembered that. So employ farmers. So instead of employing lawyers, doctors, let's employ farmers. And what do you need to actually be a farmer? Just your strength and the youth of goddess. You know, it's still your show.
Teens
Hang Out.
Yes, thank you so much. Adama Dekunri, the man of the women. Let's say Mel alone. We Afa Nio. This one is an Afa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, Afa.
Oruko temi ni Adama Dekunri Olamide. Ohun ti mo fe ba yin so abi ti mo fe ke mo ni ounje. Akoko kini ounje. Ounje ni nkan ti a je lati fun wa ni agbara abi lati le je ka dagba. Awon eyan wa ti gbagbe orin wa tun so wipe ise agbe ni ise ile wa eni ko sise a ma ja ni iwe kiko lai si oko ati ada wipe o wipe o.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still
Teens Hangout.
This is Do the Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Ateba lo nde ile wa eni ko diyan ateba to tutu iyan ateba lo nde ile wa eni ko diyan o le je oka isapa lai siyan tabi la ati efo ko ipe o ko ipe o.
You are listening to
Teens Hangout.
It's still
Teens Hangout.
This is Do the Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Awon ti o fa awon gogo onje ni ilu wa ni akoko iroju. Awon mo sin wo fe sise ti o ma gba agbara. Won fe ise ti won kan ma se ni inule abi ile ise ti o wa je ma wole. Ekeji ni oju kokoro. Awon odo ti won ti pari ilewe giga fasiti, won o fe o kekere, won fe owo to ju ojo orin won lo tabi bi awon iyawo ati awon ole. Eleketa ni ole. Awon okunrin ati obinrin ti won ti dagba ti ko ri onje je, won a ma jale ni banki abi ni ile ise. Won o fe dako ise agbede ni ise ile wa.
Ise agbe, ise ile wa. Eni ko sise.
Awon ohun ti a le se ti onje afi po si ni ilu wa ni akoko ki awon odo wa mu ise oko ni okukudun nipa sise yi onje apo jamburata ni ilu wa. E ma gbagbe ki emi si ni ololufe yin omo yin ore yin aburo yin odomode kunrin Olamide ejo amoran ti mo mu wa leni mo fe ki a mu lo
Did I say Melon long way for this guy just now? Come on! Ololufe gbogbo awon obirin to wa ninu ile osepu po aye oku ni pa o mo elenu je bi aye o le po o mo agogo lenu ti oso
things hang out.
The teenagers are here, you know, hanging out. You know, we're not just hanging out like those ones hanging out to. We are hanging out to build our land. And we are going to make a clarion call to everybody. We've got teenagers right here in Africa who are interested. Teenagers, are you interested in farming?
Yes.
So yes. The teenagers are saying they want to start cultivating food for their own selves. So if you want to support these teenagers, will you manage the funds well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
so ma'am. The teenagers are saying that they want to start going back to the farm. So what are those things you guys want to cultivate? Kilebek bean.
Rice, beans.
One bag bean rice.
Issue.
One bag bean issue. We don't know issue is yam. Mama Kenny, what do you guys want to cultivate?
Cassava.
Carbohydrate, whatever for my day. What about the dairy products? What about the protein? Bookie, protein. What are you guys going to rear?
I want to raise some chickens.
Chicken, dairy, cow, fish, meat. Hey, they want to talk about Uncle Tia, faithful cousin. Come on, and I'm even salivating. Even Pajoki Ade. Are we ready to feed the world?
Yes, ma'am.
So, we're ready to feed the world. The teenagers are saying that we're ready, and we're pleading, and everybody pleading with everybody. And beautiful enough, YGY has got a farm. YGY has got a mini farm, that's Yoruba Global Youth. They've got a mini farm, but we'll see how we're going to partner. Teenagers, once we get the funds, we'll partner with YGY, and they will also help us, they will lead us, you know, the YGY, the youth, all the Egbons. Egbons in the house, please. Teenagers are also read by the second, and we thank God for that. What we're just saying is, we are the one that will change the world. We are the one. It's a big bang fan. Sibio Shili. Shionko. Unani. And you're going to tell me a bit of fan. Baba. Don't you want bank? So we'll be running off right now on your show. Yes. A shape football. And we'll see you next week. Tell people bye.
Bye.
Gbadura fun mi Baba mi ma seun rere Gbadura fun mi Tomo te ba wiwa buruku wa ni yare loko Tomo te ba wiwa buruku wa ni baba re loko Iya mi fona tata mi laye Baba mi fi wa tata mi laye Aya te mo wa yi ko ma ye mi yo
Listening to things,
things and
dance.
Thank you for listening to Teens Hangout.
Thank you for listening to Teens Hangout.
Bye.
You are listening to Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.